Because of our great relationship with the fabulous Detroit Economic Club, we get first dibs at their very high-powered special speakers. And that's the case here as well, because coming up at the Detroit Economic Club meeting December 12th at 11 a.m. at the Townsend Hotel, we'll all have the chance to meet Bruce Van Saun, chairman and CEO of Citizens Financial Group, with a speech called Tapping the Power of Innovation and Transformation in a Dynamic Environment. You can go to econclub.org, econclub.org for more information, and you can be listening to WJR right now as I say good morning, Bruce Van Saun. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I am excellent. Nice to have you coming in. Nice to be able to speak with you about all the things that are going on. We are certainly in a dynamic environment with economic uncertainty driven by high inflation, a geopolitical conflict. There's a lot going on, Bruce. What are you seeing that is good in the economy? What are you seeing out there in the economy, both from a macro perspective, but also right here in Michigan?
Sure. Well, clearly there's high inflation, and it's been persistent. So the Fed is now belatedly on the job, and they're raising interest rates, and that's slowing the economy a little bit. And there's a chance that we could have a recession in 23. Having said that, when it comes to the good, I would say individual consumers are doing reasonably well. So they still have good levels of liquidity. It's still easy to find jobs. There's plenty of jobs around there. So the individual's in pretty good shape. And then all of our corporate customers made it through the pandemic, pivoted their business models. They lean their expenses. They've gone more digital. So they're generally in good shape as well. So if you actually look at the economy here in Q4, it's performing pretty well. So you see, go out to try to get a restaurant reservation, everything's packed. Try to go on an airplane, everything's packed. So I think people are still feeling okay. They want to have a good holiday season, and they're kind of thinking, well, maybe things will slow next year, but I'll deal with that next year. So that's kind of the macro. And then here in Michigan, it's really incredible how resilient Michigan has proven, and they've also been good at transformation. So Detroit right now has unemployment at a 20-year low. We're seeing small businesses outperforming the national average in terms of business opening, business revenues. And I think a lot of that is the economy's diversified over time. There's more growth in things like life sciences. You're seeing a lot of startups and entrepreneurialism, and a lot of gig workers where people are becoming self-employed and working as contractors.
Bruce Van Saun is chairman and CEO of Citizens Financial Group. He's going to be at the Detroit Economic Club December 12th at 11 a.m. at the Townsend Hotel. Go to econclub.org, econclub.org for more information. And Bruce, as a commercial bank, you've got a lot of large employers as clients, many right here in Detroit. What are you hearing from them? And are they able to find all the workers they need for all the jobs available?
Well, Paul, I think you put your finger on it. So most businesses are navigating the challenges pretty well. They have some supply chain challenges. They're dealing with inflation. I'd say the number one thing that they talk about is still the war for talent and trying to get enough people to ultimately fill out their business plans. So that's one thing that the pandemic certainly changed, is that the supply of labor has shifted. The skills that companies need for the future has shifted. And so like locating good labor and investing in the skills for the future, working with partners, nonprofit partners, government, we call it workforce development, has become a really big thing. So you're going to have to grow your own in many cases in order to get the labor that you need.
You know, I'm just wondering, because of the big war for talent, pay is up in many places, higher than usual, because they've had to pay. But with that pay being up, are they at sustainable levels, or are we going to see the great fallback in the future?
Yeah, I don't really see a fallback. So I think there's a step function in prices where everything priced higher and wages priced higher to keep up with that. I actually think you'll just see a gradual dip in inflation back to more normalized levels, and then the merit increases can kind of soften over time. But I don't think you'll see a snapback in things ultimately reprice.
Well, that's good news, certainly. Citizens yep. Continues to make great strides in growing nationally as a company, both through acquisitions and organic growth. Tell us a little bit more about your strategy and how customers and potential customers here and elsewhere are going to benefit from what you're doing.
Sure, Paul. So, you know, we have a big consumer bank and a big commercial bank. And I think the goal across both is pretty similar, is that we want to be a trusted advisor to an individual on their life journey, or we want to be a trusted advisor to a company as they navigate their business plans. And, you know, to do that, we've actually had to invest in having really great customer-facing people. We've invested in digital transformation. We've embraced innovation. And so we have some great examples of innovation here at Citizens, which I'll talk about at the DEC, but we were one of the innovators at point of sale financing in some of the ESG area with sustainable products, et cetera, et cetera. Plus, we have embraced and incorporated innovation that's happening outside the bank. So we have over 25 fintech partnerships where we're able to access that innovation and then incorporate it into the offerings for our customers. So we're forward-leaning. We're of a size where we can play nationally at this point, but we have to pick our spots and focus on the areas where we have a right to win. So anyway, we've been on a transformation journey, much like many of the companies that are listening in today.
I love that. You just said we have the right to win. That's interesting. I love the attitude. And you obviously try to get that attitude throughout the entire company of the Citizens Financial Group. Good for you. We have a right to win. I hadn't heard it put that way before. That's excellent thinking.
There's certain areas, like if you kind of take an inventory of your strengths, you say, this is an area if we invest more capital and we put our best people on it, that we should have a right to win. Because banking is a crowded landscape. So you have to be very selective and good at prioritization and really focus on those areas where you think you have the right to win.
Online banking has certainly, at the very least, shaken up the industry, but I'm sure you've come up with a lot of innovation to go up against those online banks that don't have any bricks and mortar expenses.
Yeah, I think the secret for traditional banks is to marry that human and digital interface. So that we offer just as high quality a digital experience if they're banking on their phone, but we can combine that with really well-trained, knowledgeable, friendly people. So if there's a need that goes beyond just trying to access it on the digital channel, you can come in and make an appointment and come into the branch and get great advice in person.
The best of both worlds, if you ask me. Because I still like going into the bank myself. All right, well, have fun. I know you will when you come in. Bruce Van Saun, Chairman and CEO of Citizens Financial Group. He'll be here at the Detroit Economic Club December 12th, 11 a.m. at the Townsend Hotel, and he'll be talking about tapping the power of innovation and transformation in a dynamic environment. And for more information and to join him, go to econclub.org, econclub.org. Bruce, nice meeting you. Nice talking with you. Good luck to you and your whole team.
All right. Thanks very much, Paul. I've enjoyed it.
It's our pleasure. We are so lucky to have that relationship with the Detroit Economic Club to be able to get first dibs on these important speakers coming to town as we continue on WJR.